All right, welcome back to the Galveston Experience podcast. And as we mentioned on the last podcast, we're not going to be focusing so much anymore about what's going on the weekend, because ever since the advent of the Galveston VIP Digital Island Guide, which, by the way, this week was just released in the Apple and the Android Google Store, you can just look for yourself. And it's updated not just the stuff that's going on this weekend, but if you're thinking about coming to Galveston in the future, just click on the News, Weather, Events page, and you'll see everything really happening, all the big events for the next year here in Galveston. You'll also find a link to the Hurricane Hal page. And as it happens, Hal is with us. You just got back from chasing storms.
That's right. When there's a storm out there, I'm in the storm documenting what's happening.
You know, I got to tell you, people in Galveston just don't know how lucky they are to have a guy with your credentials living here on the island. And, you know, we always talk about how some of the TV stations really sensationalize the weather, because they're in the business of getting people to freak out and, you know, tune in and get all nervous, and then nothing happens, right?
That's right. I like to call it like it is. I told people two Sundays ago, turn off the media, read a book, take a nap, hang out with your family, nothing to worry about. Yeah. So if that's the case, I'll call it like that. But, you know, other times there's more of a threat, and we do have to stay tuned.
Yeah, and so we run Hal at RadioGalveston.com. And, of course, if you're on that Galveston VIP Island Guide, there's a little Radio G button. You push that. And about 20 after the hour, we run it. And if there's a lot going on, we'll go live. We had some pretty serious weather here a couple of weeks ago. And Hal is, face it, he's an addict.
Any kind of extreme weather. Now it's thunderstorms and hurricanes. But back in the day, I was in the Sahara Desert on summer solstice one time. I think I had the coldest bike ride in North American history. It was minus 51 in Fairbanks one day.
Oh,
I like those extremes. But but usually we just have beautiful sunny weather here. It's just, but occasionally we know it can turn extreme, and that's why I'm here.
Yeah. So we're recording this on the 12th of June. And you're kind of stealing money this week. What are you doing? It's so nice.
Oh, it's just gorgeous, isn't it? It's the upper 80s every day, sunny. I was out swimming in the 82-degree water today. So, but we, you know what? We build these things called flood information systems. We work with communities. We build a map of all their buildings and their building elevation. So we get that all prepared. So when a flood comes, we can kind of overlay the flood layers and say, wow, it looks like, you know, maybe 30% of the houses could be in danger. So even when it's sunny and beautiful, we're still doing work.
Right. So you're not just a weatherman. You are a doctor of climatology. In fact, you should maybe just, you know, since you studied so hard, just lay out all those credentials. Let everybody know.
Yeah. I went to Penn State. I got a bachelor's there, and then I got a master's and doctorate at LSU. Right now, I'm the lead scientist of flood information systems and working with a company called CNC Catastrophe and National Claims. Our head office is in Mobile, but I'm based right here in Galveston. So we work all over the Gulf Coast, from Florida to Texas, and do a lot of work in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, too, and also the Atlantic coast. But mostly, a lot of my focus is the Gulf.
You know, so it's everybody has to have those resources. You know, it's good to have a good accountant that'll be honest with you and say, you know, you really shouldn't be spending any more money. And, you know, there's Galveston, again, is so lucky to have a real honest weatherman who's not hyping it up. Although we did have our first tropical event of the year. And as you said, you told it the way it was, and everybody else was freaking out about it. And you said, don't worry. And, of course, as it turned out, yeah, I have some property that people canceled. They didn't, because they were listening to the hype jobs. They canceled that weekend. And then some other people benefited because it was such a gorgeous
weekend. It was gorgeous. And if you enjoy the water or the surf, we had an offshore wind. We had a little bit of a swell coming in. It was, you know, not dangerous, but fun for the kids, fun for the surfers. So I have this product called the Hazard Area Likeliness Index. And basically it says it takes the hurricane's three hazards, wind, saltwater storm surge, and rain, and says how likely are you to get each of those impacts. And I mapped this out for 23 Gulf Coast cities. So you can see on the map, it just showed really the upper Texas coast was unlikely to get any kind of damaging wind or water. So that's what I do for every storm.
However, we've only just begun with the season, so maybe you want to talk a little bit about what's coming.
Yeah, we are expecting an active hurricane season. Some things we look at are the water temperatures in the Gulf and the Atlantic. They're running warm. Warm water is the fuel for hurricanes, so that's one indication that we could have an active year. Another indication is a tracking thing. There, we look at these pressure systems, and there's a high pressure that's often in the Atlantic. When that shifted towards the southwest, it puts more of the storms in general towards the Gulf and the East Coast, as opposed to way out in the Atlantic by Bermuda. It looks like the storm should track closer to the U.S. coast this year. And then the third thing we look at is something called El Niño, La Niña. It's the equatorial Pacific. When you get off the coast of Peru, what are the water water temps doing. And when those water temps are cold, we tend to have more favorable conditions for hurricanes in the Atlantic and the Gulf. So all three of those factors are pointing towards an active season this year in the Gulf and the Atlantic.
Interesting. So you were airing 7 tips. You want to go through some of your tips for to get ready when we are not running from the water?
Well, that's the thing. You can't affect when the storms come or where they go, but you can do some things to prepare. And so I was doing 7 tips in 7 days. A few of them that really stand out: get your water and food supply early. I mean, a gallon of water is, 85 cents. You know, get a whole bunch of gallons of water for your household. Even if there's not a hurricane, you can always use water and non-perishable food. The other thing, think about trimming your trees that might be, you know, going up against your building or, you know, over your roof or scraping against your roof. Even just on a windy day, they can scrape against your property. Those were a few of the things. I'm trying to think of some of the other things. Also, an AM radio, you know, sometimes we're so reliant on cell phones, but think, what happens if a hurricane does hit? We lose power. So you got to think about what could happen if you lose power. Do you need screens on your windows, maybe some fans, a generator? But also think about what would happen if you didn't have your cell phone. An AM battery powered radio can do a ton of good if you lose power and your cell phone for a while.
Yeah, so we won't press you to remember all 7 right now, but we will remind people that you do a blog about weather and hurricanes.
Yeah, I do a blog called Hurricane Hal's Coastal Hazards Blog. So coastal hazards, right? Hurricane wind and flooding and all these types of things. I update that pretty frequently. So I'm actually going to be putting the tips on there. But also just, you know, giving an overview about things you can know about these hazards. And, you know, to be honest, in some way, some people think Galveston gets a hurricane like every year. It's not true. We can go many years without anything, but, you know, then there can be 2 in 2 years. But I'm always interested to help people know the real risk of what we're facing here.
Well, and there are some people who are really nuts about hurricanes. Well, like you, of course. But I mean, people who haven't studied it all the time. And I have to we had a really kind of an interest. It was about a month ago when things started opening up. We had a family coming off a tour. It was just perfect timing. We pulled into our driveway here at the Galveston Experience Company, and the guy asked a question about Isaac Storm, the 1900 storm. And as I looked into the driveway, there's Hal, almost like magically appeared. And I said, well, you asked the right question at the right time, because the right guy is standing right there. And we opened up the door, and Hal talked a lot about that, because you have your own hurricane tour that you do.
We do. I think Galveston has some of the most fascinating, not only hurricane history, but also resilience history. How did this city get mostly destroyed in 1900 and yet rise up from the debris, right, to raise the island, build the seawall, find ways to make itself more resilient? I think Galveston's probably the most resilient coastal city in the world. That's a fascinating story. I've been giving a tour since 2017, and we're in the process of making it into a video tour to work here with Galveston Experience Company so that people could see it at any time. But yeah, a lot of interesting history here and a lot of lessons that we can apply to the future.
Yeah, so just more about that. Obviously, Hal is just one guy, and half the time he's chasing storms or working on his flood information systems. So we needed to find a way to replicate that. And so we will soon have on the bus that we do for our historic and our ghost bus tours, we'll also have the hurricane tour, and we're even going to do a little free sneak peek tour on the Galveston VIP app.
Yeah, there's just so much interesting history here. We love to give people, you know, little bits to get them seeing, wow, there's a lot of amazing history here.
All right, so we are actually recording here at the Radio Galveston Studios, and our 7 o'clock tour group is coming in. So we're probably going to have to wrap it up. Anything else you wanted to cover?
That's it. I'm on Facebook as well as Hal Needham, and you can Google Hurricane Hal. You'll find me. But love working here with Radio Galveston. I'm on the air every day, and would love to see a lot of people come down to the island and hang out together.
Awesome. So look, and we want to mention also on the Galveston VIP app, when you download that, it's on Google, it's on Android, and right on the main page it says News Weather Podcast. Click on that link, and in the weather tab you'll be able to read all about that fascinating guy that is Hurricane Hal.
Thanks so much for having me on the podcast.
And there you have it, episode 90 of the Galveston Experience Podcast. And we are lining up some other notable folks for our next interview. If you know somebody who you think would be a good interview here on the Galveston Experience Podcast, let us know. And be sure and subscribe, and you'll get notified when the next podcast is released. And of course, if you liked it, we'd love it if you gave us a review, 5 stars, if you think we deserve it. And don't forget to go to galveston.vi. VIP and download that new island guide. Everything you could possibly want to know about Galveston. In fact, there's a lot of free stuff on there too. Free tours, island discounts, and much, much more. The digital island guide just landed in the Apple and the Google app stores, so you can use it on Apple, on Android, and at galveston.vip you can even download a web app version. It's also a great place to listen to this podcast. You'll find it on the News Weather podcast page, and if you want to check out Radio Galveston, it's Radio G button right down there at the bottom. So hopefully we'll see you around the island sometime this weekend. It's going to be beautiful weather for the next week, and stop by and see us. Drop it and do an in-person request at Radio Galveston in the Galveston Experience Company at 1522 Seawall. And if nothing else, we'll look for you right here next time on the Galveston Experience Podcast.